Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 5 of Gotham, Viper, written by Rebecca Perry Cutler and directed by Tim Hunter. Viper, the fifth episode of Gotham, seems pretty emblematic of everything the show is doing wrong at this early stage in its life. I'm not against the idea of a show exploring Gotham City in a time before there was Batman, or a show that focused on the early career of Jim Gordon, or a show that's about a young Bruce Wayne dealing with the death of his parents, or a show about a mob war between different crime bosses in Gotham. What I'm against is a show that's trying to be all of those things. It doesn't do much in the way of developing its story over the course of an episode, instead focusing on yet another case of the week. If the central conceit behind the show is stronger, this might not even be a problem either. But it's like I've been saying, Gotham needs to pick a direction and stick with it, because it's an unfocused mess right now, and the dull performances and weak writing aren't exactly helping. To be fair, the show is still visually appealing at least. Viper does nothing significant for the overall narrative of the show, instead having Gordon and Bullock deal with super strong guys who have infected with a drug called Viper. And if the show is committed to being silly, this might be great. But the show has instead demonstrated an annoying self-seriousness that makes silly plots like this even sillier. However, Viper does tone down some of the foreshadowing of the future, and in the case of the episode's main case, even manages a clever Easter egg. Comic fans will notice Viper's similarity to Venom, the power source for Batman heavy hitter Bane. That's how the show should be handling comic stuff like this, instead of, for example, having a girl named Ivy hiding behind a plant. It's no secret that I'm not crazy about Gotham at this point, but I really do think there's glimpses of a decent show here. But it needs to choose what it wants to be before it can be that. We've already removed Batman from the equation. The show needs to prove that Gotham City is interesting without him. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.